Hey, what's up, people? This is Duke of the Right. I don't know if I want to call it episode 8 because this is going to be a real off-the-cuff episode. You know, I'm kind of just freestyling here. I don't have much notes. Probably going to be a short video. You know, I think what I'm going to do is, I think maybe Friday, I'm not going to do any serious podcasts. If I do any, maybe I'll do something like this. A quick half hour of some fun shit or just whatever comes to my mind, what I saw today, and then, you know, end it. Today's Friday, the 20... I don't even know what fucking day it is anymore. It's 28th. 28th. Yes, what am I saying? I'm on my way home from the city right now, and pain in the ass traffic. You know, I really haven't seen many people with masks on. You know, I was in like Chinatown, and you know, you usually see the Chinese, they wear masks, like, you know, every day of the year. Like, they're the only ones in the city that wear masks all the time. I guess it's because there's so many fucking people, you know. But this whole coronavirus thing, like, what I don't understand is, like, I think I saw that there were 83,000 cases in the world, and only 2,000 people of those 83,000 cases died. I mean, not to downplay anybody dying. I mean, one is too many, obviously. But, like, what is the hysteria really about? If the amount of people that died were, like, you know, 25% of the cases or something like that, then I'd be like, all right, you know, that's definitely something we got to worry about. But, like, I don't know what percentage that is, but that's like 2,000 out of over 8, I think it's like over 83,000 now. I don't understand where the hysteria. I think I do, actually. The problem with all the craziness and being scared is that it's unknown. Nobody knows about it. Nobody knows what it's about. Nobody knows where it originated from. There's no vaccine. It's in uncharted territory right now. So, yeah, I guess people are going to get scared. But, like, at the end of the day, facts do matter. And the fact that there's only 2,000 deaths out of 80-something thousand cases worldwide, that's like, I don't know. That seems a little, you got to calm down a little bit. It's not the end of the fucking world, people. Look what happened to the stock market. Because the media pushes this fucking... Listen, if you guys haven't noticed yet, but the media makes their money on scare tactics. Why do you think they've been going crazy with this whole Trump thing for the last 4 years? They want to scare the American people into thinking that the country is making a turn towards fucking white supremacy or some bullshit like that. When it's just not true. It's not true at all. I'm not going to go down that alley right now with the white supremacy bullshit. Because we all know it's a lie. The only supremacy that's fucking out there right now that's a problem, or the only kind of real issue, is jihadism. I mean, that's a pretty big fucking deal. You know, responsible for majority of the terrorism deaths. So, but yeah, no, let's go after white people. Let's go after, you know, white nationalists that make up 0.00000001% of the fucking American population. I have never fucking met a white supremacist. I've never met a KKK member, and I'm sure none of you have either. Just because you have the ability to notice patterns and you don't fucking hide behind social justice and hide behind political correctness. Like, when I say, hey, listen, black people make up 13% of the population but cause 55% of all violent crimes. That's not racist. That's not racist. That's a fact. What is with these people with confusing facts with racism? You know, like, I've said this before. If I would say, listen, black people, they are inferior to white people, and they don't deserve the rights that we have because of their skin color, and they should all fucking die. Black people should die. And don't take that out of context, obviously. That's racist. That's a racist thing to say. And you know what? I don't know anybody that really ever said that, or maybe people think that. I've never met anybody like that before. And you know what? If there are people that think that, let them fucking think that. It's a free country. It's a free country. We can do what we want. How are you? Thank you, sir. Take care. This is the thing that my dad brought up. I've said this before. I said it yesterday. My dad's a very old school Italian, you know, and he's rough around the edges. He says what's on his mind. He's always been like that. He's not a racist person at all, but he notices patterns and he's not afraid to say it. What he always says is, hey, if somebody's racist, not talking about the president, but if somebody's a racist, if you're stupid enough to think that your race is superior to anybody else's, then you're a fucking idiot. But it's your right to feel that way. As long as you're not inciting violence, as long as you're not encouraging people to hurt another race because of their race, then so what? And you know what? At first, I used to think, like, I don't know if I agree with that. I mean, but he's right. Why the fuck do we have to like everybody? And if we don't, we get bastardized? I mean, I don't dislike anybody because of their race. And most people don't. I judge you on your character. If you are a piece of shit, and you treat me or my family bad, I don't like you. It's not that I don't like your type, your kind of people. I don't like you. If you happen to be black, I don't like your black ass. Or if you're white, I don't like your white ass. It's nothing to do with race. It depends on your character. And there is something that I wanted to bring up. And it just plays into the whole, the Democrats have not changed since the slave days, you know, only their approach to certain things or like the way that they display their racism has changed in the form of lying about it and manipulating and pretending that they're not, you know, and gaslighting, like what, you know, like accusing the right of racism when they are the actual racists. So I heard from a few places, I can't remember where. And I've been seeing this actually, like, over the years a little bit, but I've been noticing there's a lot of people, not a lot, but there are some people on the left that really disagree with Martin Luther King Jr.'s approach and his beliefs. Because here's the thing. The left does not believe in equality. They claim that they do. They believe in equal outcome. They believe that everybody should make the same amount of money, have the same job, live in the same house, which is socialism. But the reason why they don't like Martin Luther King, or a lot of them, you know, are starting to really turn their backs on him, is because of his famous speech. I want to live in a world, I'm paraphrasing, I want to live in a world where we do not judge people on the color, by the color of their skin, but the content of their character. I think that's beautifully put. And I live my life like that. And I believe that majority of conservatives do too. But the left doesn't believe that. You see, what they believe is to beat down the white man to the point where they are inferior to everybody else, and kowtow to black people and pander to black people and kiss their ass for whatever the reason is. My thought that their reason is to use them for political gain, because that's what they've been doing. But Martin Luther King's beliefs do not align with the left. Not even close. Not even fucking close. Everything they say is the opposite. I'm gonna talk about that more my next podcast, because like I said in the beginning, I don't have many notes. I barely have any. I just felt like talking because I've been alone driving for the last 5 hours. I don't have anybody to talk to but my imaginary audience. But I did write down a few things about de Blasio. Another reason why he's a Marxist socialist. And by the way, that's not an opinion. Bill de Blasio is an actual socialist Marxist by admission. He admits it wholeheartedly, openly, proudly, a socialist Marxist communist, really, piece of shit. The guy is the worst mayor since Dinkins. Him and Dinkins are on the same level, especially since he idolizes Dinkins, which is funny to me. The guy who, you know, kept New York in the worst state it's been, you know, made it way worse. And then de Blasio comes in and absolutely, utterly destroys the biggest city in the country, which is a joke, a fucking joke. And these people vote for him again because he has a biracial family. Oh, he's so progressive. His wife is black. His kids are half black. They're so progressive. We need a mayor with the open mind of having biracial kids and a black wife. We need to represent intersectionality. You stupid motherfuckers who voted for him. And this is why I say I hope the city burns. I hope. And listen, I'm from New York City. That's my city. I work there every day as well. I wholeheartedly hope the city burns. I hope it fucking burns to the ground. Because we all know that even though de Blasio actually ruined New York, he came in a time when New York City was at its best and completely destroyed it and is continuing to do that. And we all know that there's not going to be no conservative getting voted in after his term. There's no way. New York City has never been this one-sided in history. Could you guys imagine only 26 years ago, New York City voted in a Republican twice and then voted for Bloomberg, who was a Republican at the time as well, for 12 years. New York City, a notorious left city, elected two Republican mayors. It's a different story about what Bloomberg really is. But the public didn't know that at the time. They didn't know that he was a Democrat in disguise of a Republican. They just knew he ran on the Republican. They just knew that he ran on the Republican ticket. Apologize. I got another call while I'm trying to record this fucking thing from no one else but my fucking father. Every fucking time, it's like he knows when I'm doing this and he fucking calls. I'm sorry for acting like a little fucking bitch, but it's really fucking getting to me. Like my ears are boiling, right? My ears are boiling. Listen to me. My blood is boiling and my ears are fucking red. Cause, and I know he doesn't do it on purpose. It's just like, God, fucking leave me alone. This is like defining me right now. This happens at least once or twice an episode. Oh my God, I'm so fucking mad right now. Because the problem is I lose my fucking train of thought and it makes the podcast sound like shit. All right. So, the, like I was saying, I'm sorry, but New York is totally different from what it was even 15 years ago. There is no way in hell that there will be another Republican elected mayor of that city for probably another 50 years. But when that time comes, when that time comes, New York City will be so absolutely destroyed that the people will have no choice but to try something new. And that's usually what happens with Democrats. They don't know how to do anything. What they know how to raise taxes, they know how to take freedoms away from people. So the only way that a Republican's gonna get in is for the people to see how the Democrats destroyed the city. And they're on the path. I mean, this is what happens in this what happened in the 70s and 80s. You know? I know that there was Mayor Koch. You know, I hear mixed things about Mayor Koch. I gotta do some more research on him. Some people say that he was really good. Some people say that he was bad. Some people say he was a crook. You know, I know Donald Trump didn't agree with him. And I usually, you know, agree with Trump with a lot of things because he's my boy. But I don't know. But what I do know is David Dinkins was a black Democrat who fucked up the city even worse than what it was. It was just getting worse and worse. And I remember my father always talking about him, referring, you know, to him when he was talking about how bad the city was. He always said, Dinkins, yeah, fucking Dinkins, he ruined the fucking city, blah, 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 blah. And then, you know, and I was young when I remember hearing this. And then, you know, when de Blasio was running for mayor, I heard him talk about how David Dinkins was his inspiration and is his idol. And I'm like, wait, David Dinkins? Isn't that the mayor that was like horrible? How was this guy idolizing him? And that would all make sense. So I don't know. So okay, so let me, I'm off topic here, but the reason why I brought up, I can't talk today. My ears are still fucking burning. So de Blasio, and I've heard him propose this plan a few times, but he wants to extend school until 6:30. And there is no other reason to do that other than having the city raise your children, taking the power of being a mom and a dad away from the mom and the dad, and making the state, the city, the community raise the children, because the community will do a better job at raising the kids than the parents. And this is the socialist, Marxist, communist ideology. And the thing with de Blasio is that he's not even trying to hide anything. Why would you want to keep kids in school for an extra 3 or 4 hours? So they're in school from 7:30, 8:30, 9:30, 10:30, 11:30, 12:30, 1, 2, 3. 11 hours in school. Because that's more time to indoctrinate. That's more time to brainwash your kids. Isn't it fucking funny how they, you know, everything they do ties back to communism and socialism? Like, no, if you ask me, kids should be in school for fucking 3 hours, learn the necessary shit, go home and have your parents raise you, go out, get dirty, be a kid, learn the hard way. How come the generations where school becomes more important and more easy to get, the kids are fucking worse and worse and worse? And stupider too. Because just because you get straight A's doesn't mean you're smart. It means you know how to memorize things. The Bajo, in my opinion, he's like the top three politicians I hate the most. I hate his fucking face. And like what I've said in the other episode, socialists have no problem lying dormant for 30, 40 years and slowly chip away. They're very manipulative. So they'll wait around for months and years and years and years until they get the right opportunity to attack. And that's what de Blasio did when he married his wife. You think he married a black woman because he truly fell in love with her? Or do you think that he married a black woman to gain the progressive vote and to show that he's progressive? I said that from day one. He didn't marry her because he loved her. They got married because they both had the same vision. And that vision was to attract the SJW leftist retards, to entice them and say, we have a progressive mayor. This is what we should all be like. We should all have our white woman get knocked up by black men, or vice versa. That's what they want. What happened to live and let live? I thought that was a liberal thing, but turns out it's not. Live and let live, except if we don't agree with the way you're living. Then you're going to fucking die and pay for what you did. I hate this militant bullshit. They're terrible people. And they're mentally ill. I do a lot of name calling on this episode, on this show in general, I've noticed. And you know what? I don't give a fuck. I don't care. What's going to happen next? I get fucking banned from Anchor? Or Spotify? You think I care? It's just the beginning. I know I sound like a jerk off, but you know, when I go online and when I see Gavin McInnes getting banned from places for being truthful, or these other social media conservatives that get abused and banned from places because they speak their minds and they don't tiptoe around things, it pisses me off a lot. But it's not fair. It's not fair to these guys because this is a free country. And why the fuck should we be demonized and banned from everything because of a certain view? That's not America. That's not freedom. That's not freedom at all. It goes back to what I was saying yesterday. If it's not 100% free speech, then it's not free speech at all. If there are limits to free speech, then how is that free speech? It's the total opposite. That's censorship. And that's bullshit. I tell you, man. Shit's going crazy. Shit's getting nuts. And even the conservative party, I have issues with. They're pussies. Like, also what I said yesterday, I know I've been referencing a lot of my older episodes and shit, but how about, like, I feel like they're pussies and they get stepped on by the liberals because they're afraid. Like, stand up for yourself. You know, don't try to, like, you know, cater to them and you know, get on their good side. Who gives a fuck? You don't want these evil people on your good side. I mean, on their good side. You don't want them to like you. Because if they like you, then you're doing something wrong. You know? Every liberal I know can't stand me. Because I don't pussyfoot. You know? Most of them. I mean, you know, some of them I'm friends with and, you know, politics we just disagree on. But other than that, you know, we're friends. Because I think that there should be a separation. But unfortunately, in this world, in this country at least, politics define you. And, you know, I'm the first one to admit that. Because what happened was, your political views also align with your morals. Like, you know, conservatives don't believe in abortion. I don't believe in abortion. I think abortion is not a good thing and it should not be legal, with very few exceptions. Because that's not just an attached parasite to a woman's body, that's another human being. It's murder. Why is murder illegal then? What's the fucking difference? There is none. There is no fucking difference at all. You're still taking a human life. And these stupid feminists. God, they're dumb. They literally say, oh, it's just a parasite feeding off of the host. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? Parasites don't turn into a living, breathing human in real life, you stupid fuck. God, oh my God, they are so pathetic. They are so immensely stupid. And you know what, like, I used to say that, oh, no, they don't believe what they say. They just, you know, they just do this because they know it pisses Republicans off, or they have a certain agenda, you know, to eradicate whatever, you know, and whatever the reason was. But I thought that they did not genuinely believe those things. But what I realized was a lot of them really do believe that. A lot of them really believe that a baby in a woman's body is not a human and that it's just a parasite. Like, they genuinely believe that. Just like how they genuinely believe that Trump is a white supremacist racist. I used to think that they didn't really believe that. That, you know, they just, whatever the reason was. But I realized that they do, because they're so stupid and they're so brand. I don't want to say that they're stupid, but I can't help it. They are. If you believe that, if you believe what the media tells you, then I'm sorry, but you're stupid. You should do your own research. You should come up with your own hypothesis, your own outcomes by doing your own research. Because, listen, at the end of the day, the news is biased. And that's even Fox. Fox, I like Fox. I don't love them. I have issues with them too. They're not fucking perfect. And there's a lot of shit that pisses me off. But they are nothing even close to CNN and MSNBC. CNN and MSNBC are 100% propaganda machines. 1,000% actually. And the lies that spew out of their fucking mouths on a daily basis, is criminal. It's criminal. Because it's creating a mass opinion on a president that's just false. How are you going to sit there and have your host, a few hosts like Don Lemon? Oh my God, Don Lemon. What a worthless piece of shit. Race baiting piece of shit. I mean, it's so, so fucked up. Chris Cuomo, Fredo, he's another jerk off. But he comes from a line of jerk offs, so you really can't be surprised. His brother, his father, you know. Don Lemon, I don't know what planet he came from, but he's not a good guy. Don Lemon is not a good guy. And he's also, you know, getting sued by someone for sexual harassment in the Hamptons. He's also a perv. He's a gay perv. You see what happens? this is the result of the left pandering to certain groups like LGBT, like black people, like this and that, and making them feel like they're invincible and making them feel like they could do no wrong, which gives people a certain something in their head click saying, you know, we're oppressed, so we can get away with more shit. But you can't, though, because you're not oppressed, number one. And even if you were oppressed, it's not like the law doesn't apply to you anymore. Just because you're poor doesn't mean you're going to be excused for robbery. That doesn't make sense. Because most people that are poor rob. I don't know if that was a good analogy or not, but I think that makes sense. And the reason why I say it is because these certain groups that the left panders to, they really believe that they are oppressed because of what the media tells them. And so they think they're immune. They can get away with what they want. Because all you gotta say, hey, I'm gay. Well, I'm black. I'm oppressed. So you gotta expect this behavior from me. God. What is happening to this world? What else do I have here? I think I'm probably gonna wrap this up in a few minutes. Oh, AOC. AOC, you ASS, you fucking HOE, you socialist donkey tooth Adderall addicted fucking. She has been against charter schools in New York City since she's been in the public eye for a few years now. But to nobody's surprise, you know, after preaching about how charter schools are racist, how, you know, they create inequalities, how they have an agenda, blah, 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 and they should be abolished, she ends up getting her kid into one of the best charter schools in the city. She used her political pull to do that in Hunts Point in the Bronx. Well, not in Hunts Point, but that's where her niece lives. So charter schools are so bad, so immoral, but yet you pull strings to get your niece into a charter school instead of a public school. That's just another example of socialism. Do as I say, not as I do. That's literally what socialists do. Bernie Sanders thinks that millionaires and billionaires should not exist, but he's a millionaire with three fucking houses. What would he do to somebody who is not like him, who is a millionaire that has three homes, if he was president? He would take two and a half of those homes away from him, right? Take majority of his money away, so he's just like everybody else. But it just goes to show the hypocrisy and the disgusting ways of a socialist. And AOC, I mean, I hate to even call her a socialist because I don't think she's even smart enough. You know, I just think she's genuinely a stupid human being. You know, like, I a lot of times these socialists, not even socialists, but these manipulative liberals, Democrats, they're stupid, but they're not. They're smart enough to know how to create a movement and how to manipulate it. You know, you can't be stupid and do that. You got to be smart in a way. But the thing with AOC is she's just stupid all around. She's just a dumb girl. And she has like the brain power of like a girl in junior high school. You know, the things that she thinks of, like that's another thing. How did she get voted in? How the fuck? Who elected her? Because when that guy went around to her district, most people were not pleased with that election outcome. They don't like her. They don't like socialism. All the fucking half normal people that were there in Queens and the Bronx. I'm sure a lot of, I don't know if anybody saw that, but one of those conservative, I can't remember who it was, great guy, goes around to everybody in the district asking about socialism, and 99% of them say, no, fuck that. I'm a capitalist. I don't like socialists. And then they bring up AOC. It's like, yeah, I don't. She sucks. Why would anybody vote for her? And then you think to yourself, well, how the hell did she get voted in? But the thing is, in the city, you have in a lot of these districts, you have a very, very high high density of black folk, of minorities in these projects, right? That all vote one way, and they're told to. So, you know, you could have blocks and blocks and blocks of regular people that don't like socialists, that not even say they're Republican or conservative, but they would not vote for AOC. It could look like, if you look at a map, oh my God, all these people versus that little blip on the map of liberals. But then you find out that the liberal wins in a landslide. It's because the left herds black people like cattle. That's why they threw them into the projects, all of them into the projects, these poor fucking people. And they make them vote one way, because if you don't vote for us, you're going to be back in chains. Slavery is going to come back. Jim Crow is going to come back. And it goes back to what I was saying. Media scare tactics and the media and the left, same fucking thing. They're on the same team. They work for each other. And now I have agita. And I'll tell you what. I actually didn't have any meat today because it's Lent, Friday. Because I want to end this on a better note. So this afternoon, early, like, you know, around 12 o'clock, we went out for my sister's birthday for lunch. Her birthday was at the end of January, but nobody got a chance to go out to dinner with her, you know, for her birthday. So we decided to go to this restaurant, Angelica's, in, I guess, Seabright or Monmouth Beach in Jersey by Sandy Hook. I think it's one of the best Italian restaurants in Jersey, hands down. And we went there for lunch. And it was so fucking good. I've been there a few times before. I love it. I love it. But it's been a little while. So I ordered scallops. Scallops are like one of my favorite things. So I ordered scallops with this risotto. And the scallops were like encrusted in an oregano breadcrumb. Oh my God. Like, to be honest, if I was close, I would go back and get another plate. It was so fucking good. Like, I'm thinking about it now, like, holy shit. It was such a simple dish, you know, like, it wasn't complex. And I think it was a fucking appetizer, but it was perfect. The risotto was cooked to perfection. Oh my God, I can't believe. I mean, I'm raving about this whole place, but that dish was unbelievable. The scallops were perfect. I mean, every dish that my mother got, buffalo mozzarella and prosciutto, that was great. My sister got some kind of salad. I didn't try that. My father got some fried shellfish, some scallops, some calamari, clams. Great. And then the waiter, who was a really, really great guy. I mean, he was on the money. He was just like a good waiter, you know? You know, like how you go out to dinner and you get a waiter that's just really good. Like he explains everything good. He's friendly, you know, you like him, you know? That was him. This guy was great. He was ambitious. Like, he'd be a really good salesman. But he gave us these little potato croquettes on the house, and they were fucking delicious too. Little things. You know, we don't really go out to dinner that much because my mother cooks every night still. You know, so to go out once in a while is like, it's a nice treat. It's a really nice treat. Oh, where's my fucking vape? That's not good. Nope, no, I got it. Oh, this fucking guy is blinding me behind me. I'm getting fucking annoyed. I hate that. Could you take your fucking blinders off? His brights are on and he's about 10 feet behind me. I do a lot of complaining, huh? I'm sorry, people. But anyway, it was really good. If any of you guys live in the area of Monmouth County, you know, or even Staten Island, I recommend you just take the 25-minute trip, go there. It's fucking great. The prices aren't even that bad, and it's a fancy place. You know? It's not super, super fancy, but, you know, it's a great place to take your girl or your man or whatever the fuck you're doing. I'm telling you, it's one of the best. I would recommend it to anybody. And you know what? Every dish is a home run. Every dish is on the money. Top quality. The macaronis are freshly made in the back. You know, fish is all freshly caught. Whatever you call it, it's just great. Good shit, man. So, that's my plug. Who knows? They probably don't want somebody like me plugging their fucking restaurant, but too bad. And so, on a different topic, the coronavirus is fucking with me, too. So, you know how the coronavirus is fucking up a lot of trade. The vape stores can't get anything from China right now. I smoked the Crown by Yuwell, the same brand that makes the Cali Burn. And the guy that I go to on Staten Island that always has my shit, he hasn't been able to get anything. No pods, no machines, nothing. Because, you know, everybody's so scared of this fucking thing. It's not even as dangerous as the fucking flu. Over 26,000 people a year, or more, I think it's more, die from the flu. 2,000 people died from this fucking virus out of 80-something thousand. So now I'm just waiting for the coil to get burnt out. I've been looking all over my car to see if I have like a spare pod, but I don't. So I'm just waiting for it to happen. It's holding up all right. Anyway, I don't know what else to talk about. So I watched, Gavin McInnes posted something on his censored.tv channel. He was explaining why he got banned. He was abusing. I don't want to talk about it too much, but long story short, Gavin was at CPAC and he started abusing these liberal reporters that were there, right? Abusing them because they fucked with him. And he was calling them fucking pussies. He was making fun of them so bad. And I feel like I haven't laughed that hard in a very long time. Like when one of them was asking a question to one of the guys, Gavin looked at him and was like, what the fuck kind of question was that? Great job journalisming. Like he was just abusing him. And then, like, I don't want to talk about it too much, but, like, he was fucking with them so bad. And they ended up kicking him out and banning him for life, this poor guy. Like, he's someone that the right should fucking embrace. The right should fucking embrace Gavin McInnes, because he might be the one that saves the party from turning into complete pussies, just like the left. And this goes back to what I was saying about how the right caters to the left, the moderate Republicans, you know? But you gotta have somebody with balls. See, the left, they have no problem with having extremists. And not even that Gavin's an extremist. He's just completely honest and unhinged and unfiltered, which, honestly, I respect that of anybody else. I don't really... It's not that I don't have respect for people that sense it, that you know, reserve themselves, because it's always good to be reserved. But I mean, this is a fucking crazy political climate. And how do you think it makes the right look when the left are the only ones that embrace their fucking nuts. They're crazy guys, and like they do all the time. Half of their fucking people that they have on a pedestal are fucking crazy leftists. SJW, fucking terrible, terrible, terrible people. But the right, they're afraid to have Gavin McInnes on or Milo. You know, like they fucking, they're outcasts, and it's a shame. Because they're the ones that really speak the truth. You know? I'll tell you what, though. Charlie Kirk, I love him. I think Charlie Kirk is... So here's the deal. In my opinion, Charlie Kirk and Gavin McInnes would be a great team. And the reason why I say that is because you got Gavin, who is a fucking unhinged maniac, who is not afraid to say anything. He says it like it is, and he's not afraid to, you know, to get in people's faces and to let them know what's going on. And then you have Charlie, who is more reserved, but he levels it out. But he has no problem throwing fact after fact after fact, shutting people down left and right. You know, and I think they have the same views, but just I feel like Charlie's nature has a little more couth. You know, so I admire both of them. And me and Charlie are the same age. You know, I think I'm more of a, you know, the Gavin type. You know, I'm not really afraid to say anything. I'm a little rough around the edges. You know, I don't give a fuck. But I think that they're both great. There's a lot of good people in the Conservative Party that don't get recognized. Nick Fuentes, I don't know about. I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of things that he says that I agree with, but then there's things that, like, all right, now you're just making the party look bad. You know, I don't know if I get some kind of vibe off of him. I'm not going to lie, the kid has a very punchable face. You know? I've said that. I don't care. Like, it's just the way it is. I'm fucked up. It doesn't mean I don't like you. It's just your face makes me want to hit you. You know? But I don't know. I feel like you know, he's a young kid. And, you know, I feel like a lot of his points are a little... There's a difference between being Gavin extreme and then Nick Fuentes extreme. I feel like Nick Fuentes is a little too much for me. You know? But then again, he brings up a lot of good points. So, I don't know. But I think they should all be speaking. I think they should all have a platform. Nobody should be getting shut down. Unless you're a white supremacist racist piece of shit, which I don't go for. I mean, that's a turnoff 100%. You know, but I don't really know anybody in the Republican Party like that. I don't know. I just don't. There are more racist people on the left. But what are you going to do? You know, all I know is that this year, this election is the most crucial election of this whole country's lifetime. Right next to the revolutionary, right next to the American Revolution. Because we're literally on the brink of losing America to a socialist. And if you don't think that Bernie will completely cripple America and turn it inside out and turn it into a socialist hellhole, you got to wake up. He doesn't want to fix this country. He doesn't want to keep it great. He wants to dismantle the whole country and rebuild it in the name of socialism. And that's not going to work. And I will say this, and I'm not saying I hope for this, and I'm not encouraging it, but my honest beliefs is if Bernie Sanders gets elected, there will be a civil war. And I'm not just talking about like a hypothetical one. I'm not just talking about one that's like, you know, on social media. I think I'm talking about an all-out civil war, because you're talking about half the country who are actual patriots that will die for this country before it turns socialist, you know? So I don't think it would be, I think it would really hurt America if Bernie got elected president. That would be very, very bad for everybody, especially for the Bernie bros that really believe that Bernie's policies are great and are going to help their lives and fix their lives. Once they realize that it was the biggest mistake, they're going to be hurt big time. Because, see, normal level-headed conservatives, we know what comes. We know what would be coming if Bernie became president. We're expecting it. We're expecting hell. The left, the Bernie bros, they're expecting utopia. And utopia does not exist. Not with humans. Humans are incapable of living in a utopia, of creating a utopia. Because naturally we're flawed. Naturally we're sinners. Naturally we're not perfect. We're fucked up in a lot of ways. We're tribalist. We're, you know, that's why America's, the project of America is so great, because it follows human nature. Human nature is wanting to do better than the next, wanting to be on top, wanting to succeed, being a capitalist, providing on your own. Socialism goes against biology. It goes against our DNA. Human beings are not meant to, you know, to be level with everybody and to work as minimum as possible and just move on, like just go with life like everybody else. That's not us, and that's why a lot of socialist countries ended up getting a big rebellion, because they don't want that. We don't want that as humans. We want to do better. I am so sick of Bernie, but I will not stop bashing that motherfucker until Trump gets reelected. And that's ending my show. I think I'm going to call it maybe DOTR, off the cuff, or something like that. Like I said, I'm still trying to work out the fucking kinks. But anyway, that's it. And I'll maybe see you guys tomorrow, Sunday or Monday. All right, have a good weekend. Stay away from that coronavirus. And enjoy your weekend.